I got a number of emails that had some phenology information in them as well. And this one I got from a good friend of mine who is a professor at the university teaching in the College of Forestry. And her name is Rebecca. And she said, John, I saw my first female hazel flower ever. So cool. This is something I've wanted to see since I first learned what they look like. Yesterday was the day. My daughter Carolyn calls it my nerd flower. Well, you know, I guess that those of us that do appreciate the flowers of the hazel, yeah, we might be a little nerdish, botanically nerdish, I guess. But I'm so glad, Rebecca, that you had a chance to get out and see that beautiful little flower. And the rest of you, if you are hoping to discover a nerd flower yourself, the hazels are in full bloom right now. And if you get out there and start poking around in the woods, you're going to come across a hazel flower. They're about the big ones might press a quarter of an inch. Most of them are about an eighth. And so they're very small, very red. Look for these long kind of yellowish green male flowers that are all over the hazel right now and really starting to distend. That was my note for this week, that the hazels are giving off a lot of pollen. So get out and get your own nerd flower. Damn it. And then from our good friend Art over in Warba, he said, McGuire Lake ice out started on the 18th, but mostly on the 19th. And like you, a loon, our loon, started calling that same day. Interesting to hear about the large number of eagles showing up on Jaques Lake, or was it the little cowhorn that Sean reported? We had that happen 2 years ago on McGuire, and over 70 eagles and some osprey showed up. They were only here for the day and quite a sight, with over a dozen lined up on the ice water edge, almost like they were waiting for a bus to come along. One eagle, about 20 feet back from the edge, started jumping up and down. We could only guess that there might have been a dead or dying fish right below the thin ice. Kingfishers are back. Finally, woodcock yesterday. Have they been late for other observers? I saw my woodcock this past week as well. And he goes on to say, let's see, good sugaring year. A quart of syrup per tap. One thing that was unusual was the high quality of the syrup. Quite light amber in color right up until the end. We pulled our taps on the 22nd. We love listening to your show every week. Keep up the good work. And as I mentioned earlier, Ken Zimmer sent along a note saying that the ice is out on Wabana on the 26th. And then from our good friend Dallas Hudson, who lives in Akeley and is a great phenologist, I'd say we're pretty much caught up again and near normal. He said, I never did see or hear tundra swans, so they must have missed the area this year. No marsh marigolds blooming yet. Had my first spring azure butterfly yesterday. This butterfly, which we all should be seeing within the next few days, is small, probably with its wings wide open, which is seldom. It would be an inch across. They're pale blue. They almost never sit. I mean, following them around, or if they do sit, they sit with their wings folded so you don't get a look at the interior, the upper surface of the butterfly. But that butterfly is the first one to emerge from a chrysalis, spends the winter in a chrysalis, and comes out, metamorphoses in the spring, and emerges as a butterfly this time of year. So all of you should be watching for this little blue azure, spring azure butterfly, which will be coming out in the next few days somewhere around this area. Hermit thrush calling, white-throated sparrows, leopard frogs, mosquitoes biting on the dock in the evening. So it looks like spring has sprung. And then Kevin from Brainerd said, I saw my first bluebird this morning. I think I saw one 2 days ago, but it was too far to be 100% sure. Thanks for the information on wood frogs. Saw a purple finch on my feeder while writing this. Stay safe and have a good weekend. And let's see, I have one more here from our friend Ian down in the Twin Cities, and he said, I hope this report finds you safe and healthy and otherwise doing well. The trails are packed at Theodore Worth Park in Minneapolis. So this past Friday, my parents and I visited Westwood Hills Nature Center in neighboring St. Louis Park. We spotted our first loon, turkey vulture, and painted turtle. It felt wonderful to be outdoors and surrounded by spring. While we were hiking, my mother asked a botany-related question that I thought I'd relay to you. How is it that some tender shoots are able to pierce through leaf litter and other debris as they emerge from the ground? Your friend, Ian. Well, Ian, I talked to John Allmendinger, a plant biologist, a botanist, and a physiologist, interesting all-around guy, I guess he would call himself a forest ecologist. He's much more than that. And he and I have been fascinated by this same thing. So you're looking at plants coming up. And for me, it is almost always the one I see is the blue bead lily or the yellow clintonia. And it comes up, the leaves are lily leaves. They come up as a point and they rip right through a leaf. And oftentimes that leaf will stick to the plant and constrain the leaves from opening up for quite some time. But ultimately, nature will out in this case, and the leaves generally rip away. But one of the things that John said is that, you know, those leaves have been laying under snow all winter. They're sort of interlaced. They might be stuck together with spider webs, or they might be stuck with snow mold, which is a kind of a fibrous, webby-looking substance that forms under snow. Whatever the case, these leaves are kind of held in place. And the green plant just won't be denied. And after a winter of degradation, these leaves aren't that tough anyway. If you pick up a leaf from the ground, chances are if you take something sharp and poke it, it'll go through without a lot of effort. So I think that's what you were seeing, Ian. And I hope that that answers the question for a lot of you who may be out wandering and getting a chance to look at some of these events that we've been talking about. So get out and look around. That's the main thing.